Would you stand with me? Would you stand with me, please? We lift our hearts together to our loving Heavenly Father just before we open the Word. Father, we thank you for everyone that is here this evening, each one that's bowed in your presence. And I pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we read your Word today, that you'll speak to my heart. Speak to the hearts of each one that's here this evening. Regardless of the circumstances in life, for the difficulties or the pains or the loved ones that we're concerned about, Father, we pray that your Spirit might move in this evening and encourage our hearts, realizing that your Son, our Savior, Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was willing to be made sin for us, he who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, is one who loves us with an everlasting love. And we who have put our faith and trust in you stand on redemption ground today, clothed in his righteousness and his righteousness alone, looking forward to that day when Jesus comes to take us home. What a day that's going to be. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us. In the sense of your Spirit here this evening, we pray that nothing will hinder the working of your Spirit in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I'm going to get you to turn to Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. I'm going to move along fairly quickly because we want to have lots of time that you have time to pray. We know that there's a number of folk here that need special prayer, and families and those who have been sick, and we need to take time to pray. But we just want to encourage your hearts a little bit with one verse from chapter 41 of Isaiah, and that's verse number 10. And out of this little verse, Lord willing, I'm going to pick seven peas in a pod. Seven peas in a pod. I'm going to get Deb to put them up on the board here. And if you can't read them, you're sitting too far back. Sorry, folks, but you'll hear us anyway. We just want to encourage your hearts this evening as we're here together. Seven peas in a pod. Fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Listen to it again. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You ever been afraid? I have. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I've been afraid on several occasions. Being a police officer, you can imagine there's probably been times when I've been in pretty tight spots, and that's true. When my dad was living, every once in a while, he'd call me in the morning after I'd get off shift, and he'd say, "What were you doing at 3:30 this morning?" He said, "The Lord woke me up and asked me to pray for you, lift you up before him." And sure enough, at 3:30 that morning, I was in a difficult situation. Time and time again, I had that happen when I was in some serious things, and dad would call, and he'd say, "The Lord woke me up at such and such a time, and I was encouraged to pray for you at that time." And I thought, thank you, Lord, for somebody that's attuned to what God is saying to them and is praying for me. But you've probably been in situations when you've really been afraid or upset about something. And in this little chapter, this little verse that we've been reading, he says to you and to me today, if you're a child of God, fear thou not. So the first P that I want to share with you this evening is that little P, peace. Fear that not, fear thou not. It's for every child of God in a world of unrest, wars, rumors of wars, problems, family problems on every hand, and difficulties, even within our assembly families. We need to realize that God is still on the throne. And he says to each one of us this evening, fear thou not, peace. You know, from Genesis to Revelation, fear not appears 62 times. You want to take time and count them, that's how many times it appears in the Word of God. 62 times. Genesis 15, Abram Fear not, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward, the Lord said to him. So there's the first time, that's where it all began. Let me give you the last one. That was in Revelation 1, 17 and 18. Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and death. There's the last one. I'm going to let you look for the rest of them. But fear not, for the child of God today, in a world of so troubled as our world is, he wants to give us his peace. The angels announced it, didn't they? Announced the Prince of Peace. Peace to this old world that we live on. They announced that word, and he came as the Prince of Peace. And this same Jesus who gave himself on Calvary's cross is the Prince of Peace and wants to bring peace not only to the hearts of every one of us, but peace to this old world in which we live today. Isaiah 9, for unto us a child is born. That's the Prince of Peace. Matthew, angels announced, peace be unto you. That was the message. I once heard Silent Night being played on the radio. You know that beautiful old Christmas carol? And in the background, there were sounds of war, screaming. It was unbelievable, and what a contrast. Didn't fit. But I thought, how much that is like our old world today. It's just being torn apart by the troubles that men seem to have. P number two. His presence. He wants to give us not only peace, but he wants to give us his presence. He says, for I am with you, in that little verse that we read together. Moses experienced his presence. As a baby, God watched over him. He knew his presence there. In the palace, in the desert, the burning bush, God spoke to him. And leading the children of Israel, many, many times God came to him. And Moses experienced the very presence of God in his life. Abraham, I will go before thee, knowing this with confidence. Beloved, we can put on the whole armor of God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? If God be for us, who can be against us? The devil is powerful, and he's trying so much and so hard to trip up every one of us, cause difficulties. But God says, I want you to have my presence. I want to be with you everywhere you go. I want you to be able to call upon my name when you need me. Yes, we can put on the whole armor of God with confidence. Thirdly, in this little verse, he provides for us power. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Perhaps I should say it with a big voice. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. Who alone could put the stars in place, the sun and the moon, and keep them all rotating on their axis so carefully over all these years? Keep it all under control and look after this little world in which we're living on, even though we seem to tear it apart so badly. We realize the fact that God is a powerful force, and he comes to us and even as our blessed Savior was buried and placed in a new tomb, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Savior, that's power. He rolled the stone away. Jesus, my Lord, death could not hold its prey. Jesus, my Savior. Folks, that's the one we're talking about. The one who wants to provide for us today what our needs are. He wants to give us peace. He wants to give us his presence. He wants to provide for us the power and the protection that is needed within our lives day by day. But we need to appropriate that. Good for it to be in the Word of God. Better for us to put it into practice in our lives. Father, that's what I need today. I need your presence. I need your peace. Peace of mind, peace of heart. And we realize the fact that we need that so often. And then we come to the fourth one. Get my pages out here. There we are. Promise. I will strengthen thee. I will strengthen thee. Yes. Ephesians 6. Put on the whole armor of God. For you know that we're in a warfare, right? You know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And these wickednesses that the devil seems to put in our path everywhere we turn around. Remember David when he was putting on Saul's armor to go to fight Goliath? I would have loved to have been there. Oh, bless his heart, putting that big, heavy armor on that was nearly dragging him to the ground. But we're encouraged today in Ephesians to put on the whole armor of God, and it's all played out there for us and how important it is. Why? The psalmist says, my help cometh from the Lord. God has provided it for us. We need to put it on. We need to realize the fact that the devil's so busy and he wants to trip us up on every hand. You know, nobody loved a good barroom brawl any more than I did. I used to love a good scrap when I was policing. As long as they didn't hit me on the nose, I was fine. But I could see my opponent. I was trained and I was prepared to handle some of the roughest guys that were in our community. I'd gone through training to do that. But the devil, when he attacks you, you can't see him. That's why God provides the armor. That's why he promises and says, I will strengthen thee. Put it on. Stand up tall. Allow the devil to throw his fiery darts and his arrows at you. But stand tall. Put that armor on, that I might protect you in every hand. And he wants us to do that. And he says, I will strengthen thee. I'll be there when you need me, if you need me to do that, to go forward. And then he says to us in the fifth P, is the fact that I've got a plan. I've got a plan for you. I'm not only going to be there to promise that I'm going to be there, I will help you. That's God's plan. He's not only going to come and stand by your side, he's going to help you. And we can put that to heart. We can make it our own. Father, you promised in your word that you'll help me in difficult times. You promised your peace. You promised to be my peace. I'm coming to you now and perhaps falling on my knees before you and asking you to provide that for me because I need it today. That's what I need in order that your name might be glorified. Yes, that's his plan. Have you got your armor on? Now let's fight. You probably heard that little expression, I can fight my own battles, right? How many people do you ever hear say that? I can fight my own battles, thank you very much. And aren't we just so self-sufficient that we think we can do that? We're living in a world today where, folks, we've got everything we need. We work for it. We've got homes. We've got vehicles. Sometimes more than one. We've got lots of food on the table. We've got so many things that we need today, and we're getting to the point where we don't need God. At least that's the feeling. Even among God's people, we tend to realize and become so self-sufficient that we realize that with God's plan and realizing the fact that I need him, we seem to feel that we're self-sufficient. Remember Gideon? He was going to fight the Midianites, and he only took 300 men, and God provided what was needed at that particular time. All was scared. They went home. The wimpy drinkers, they went home, and they left with 300 men, hardly enough to fight the battle that was before him, but God promised to be there. And folks, it's exactly the same for us today. There are times when we sometimes come to the end of ourselves and not know which way to turn. He promises to be there. Sixth, he promises that he'll have a purpose for us. He says, I will uphold thee with my right hand. And we need to learn his purpose for our lives. He will uphold us with his right hand, the strong hand, working together with our God. We need to realize that we can't do this all alone. We can't serve the Lord completely on our own. We can't see our assembly grow and flourish on our own. God has a purpose for us, and we know that according to his word in Romans 8, all things work together for good to those who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God's purpose. That's his purpose for our lives, to work together, not only within the body of believers and working with one another, but working with him as well in his plan, getting into his word, learning what he has in store for us. These lives of ours might be a blessing for Jesus' sake. What a joy it is to realize that he's left us here as his ambassadors to share the word of Christ, to be a little bit of Jesus Christ here on earth. And we know that Philippians 4 tells us that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. At times we feel weak. wonder how in the world we can ever manage and how it's ever going to happen the way we think it's going to happen. God says, I've got a purpose. And then there were seven. And this is one that's really, our verse is pretty well taken up, but we find that it's a privilege because you and I are God's chosen ones to appreciate these blessings which he pours into this tiny little verse. And there are many others in the Word of God, but he pours them into this tiny little verse, the privilege to be God's chosen ones. And we need to apply that to our lives. John 15, I have chosen you to bear my name. What a high and holy calling that is. He's chosen his children to bear the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I said that there were seven P's, right? There's eight. Gotta put a pod on these P's. Take these P's to heart and then fasten them all. Fasten that armor on with prayer. Put a pod over top of all these peas and you've got them all complete in a little capsule that you can take home with you and you can use in your daily life. Lord, I need this. This is where I am today and there are certain things in my life that I need to know your presence. Folks, this is just one verse of many that God has promised to each one of his children. Yes, fasten them on with prayer. I used to wear a bulletproof vest. My bulletproof vest was fastened on with Velcro fasteners. Had four panels in it. And these four panels, you wear two in the front and two in the back. But if I knew that I was going into a situation where there were firearms involved, I would probably take the two panels out of the back and I'd put them in the front and give myself all kinds of protection in the front. But I didn't turn around and run. Folks, we've been given the breastplate of righteousness. When the devil attacks us first and head on, we need to stand firm. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that how David went forth when he tried that armor on? Oh, Saul, I can't wear your armor. But in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, I go forth to fight this man, and it's in his name alone. And we're not alone. We're not alone. We can fasten his armor on with prayer. When we're willing to do that, God hears our prayer and he answers our prayer. He's promised to do that. And along with the privilege comes responsibility for our actions, for things that we say, things that we do, places we go, that everything that I do might reflect the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Going to take these P's home and apply them to your own life and practical things that are happening in your own life? Just one little verse, and many of us have put it to memory. But we can take these peas that were on the board and make them our own. That's the kind of Heavenly Father we have. The one who was willing to give his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that you and I might have eternal life. I don't know your heart tonight, but if perchance there is someone here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, tonight's the night. Don't go home without him. You need to know the Lord Jesus. Invite him into your heart and your life and allow him to be your Savior in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you. May he challenge you. When things aren't going so well, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.